You can take off your shoes. We are mishpoka. We're all family. And if you didn't wear socks, don't worry about it. The series that I've been preaching and teaching on is called the Shamesh, the servant. And you know what? We are to be in his presence at all times. Because you know, when I look out in this group today, what I see temples, plural. The very living God, Yeshua, he lives within us. And his Ruach HaKodesh, he dwells within us. And one day he's going to present us to the Father. Amen. Don't you all feel a little bit more comfortable now? You know, it's amazing. You know, when Moshe, he went before the burning bush, and this isn't part of the message, but the Lord just giving me some things to share right now so you'll feel a little bit more comfortable. He said, take off your sandals and come into my presence, for yes, Rebbetzin, this is holy ground. And you know what? He wants us to feel his presence from our very toes to the top of our heads. You know, that's where he dwells, in every portion of our body. And you know, I thank the Lord today that on Tuesday, I went to see my doctor, and she said, you still have bronchitis, you still have a sinus infection, but you know what, today I have a voice. Yeah. They put me on 21 more days of antibiotics, but that's God's provision. And I'm going to walk therein. I'm not going to fear, you know, because he created all medication. He gave all our doctors and nurses all this medical knowledge. It all comes from him. And you know what? We're not walking any least amount of faith and believing in his healings if we don't use those other gifts that he's given us. And we should receive it that way, as gifts. Praise be to his name. Well, Father, I just thank you that I have been chosen today to come before you. I'm nothing special. I'm just a voice that stands before your people now. And Father, I just thank you that one day, Father, you'll stir up all the gifts that are sitting out in these chairs right now. And they're going to come up here, and they're going to testify, and they're going to share of what God is doing in their lives, Father. You're calling preachers, teachers, prophets, apostles. You're calling all the different gifts of the ministry, O God. And Father, just as we saw today, a sister who had come to the end of her rope. Father, where else is she to come but before her family? Father, before there were hospitals and crisis centers, where did the people go? They went to their family, or they went to the messianic community. And Father, what we've seen here displayed before us was the book of Acts. One coming forward, having a need, and every member of the family was concerned. Her need became our need, as it should be. Father, even though we have different names, last names, you've all grafted us in as one people. Whether we be from a Jewish background or of the nations, it doesn't matter. We are all one in Messiah. And Father, I just pray, Lord God, that this day, that as we are hearing your word from your mouth, it comes from my voice today. The words may be glorified as all your children receive from you this day. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen. I praise God that we live today in the book of Acts. You notice they never finished that book? It's continuing. It's not written down all the history, but I believe in my own heart that once we stand before God the Father, God the Son, and God the Ruach HaKodesh, he's going to ask people to come forward. And you know what? We got a lot of time. I'm not saying I'm going to be preaching for a lot of time today, but up in heaven, time ends. Eternity begins, and we're going to hear testimony upon testimony. Have you ever read through the scriptures here and said, well, you know what? He only gave us a little bit. You know, it said of Yeshua, all the things that he said and done could not be written down. And he was serving full time in his ministry for 3.5 years. Can you imagine what's going to be there? Praise be to God. Now the Lord says, begin the message. This is Shamesh, which is servant number 7. Yeshua, Adonai, our Abba servant. Series, it is intimate encounters with Yeshua, salvation in the Tanakh. A theophany, that's a Greek word. It is an appearance by God Adonai Yeshua, taking some form, usually a human form, in order to be visible to human beings. Some of you may say, well, I've heard this all before. Repetition is the best teacher. Continuing. Elohim, God plural, Adonai Yeshua, took visible form to walk with Adam, our father, and Hava, life, Eve, our mother, because she was the mother of all the living people. That's right. Everyone from every tribe, every nation came from one mom and dad. We did not descend from apes. That's what God's word says. Let us continue. A Shamash servant is a deacon or attendant in the synagogue or within Messiah's community. It is to oneself to be ready for service, to wait on Adonai. We are all Shamash. We are all servants of the Most High God. Yeshua is our example, found in Yohanan, John 13, 1 through 12. Yeshua declared, I am the way and the life, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Abba, our Father, except through me. Yohanan, John 14, 16. Yeshua came to reveal the heart of Abba, our Father, to us. Our Abba, our Father, is the God who orchestrated His Yeshua, His salvation and restoration plan through His Son Yeshua, beginning in Bereshit, Genesis, and it comes to a completion in the book of Revelation. Revelation means to reveal what it was once hidden. It is uncovering of the glory of our Messiah Yeshua and the revealing of the future of all His creation. Yohanan 1:3. Yeshua has revealed Himself to all people in the Tanakh, the Haftorah, the prophets, the Brit Hadashah, the New Covenant. Turn with me now to the book of Jeremiah, or Yirmiyahu, chapter 31. And beginning of verse 31. I'll be using the complete Jewish Bible today. Some of you have different translations, and they're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. But this is the portion that the Lord has said that I'm to teach and preach through this series. I do have other Bibles. Jeremiah chapter 31, and beginning at verse 31. There will be a name that I'll be saying out loud that's not written in most of your Bibles. Yeshua wants me to personalize that this is a message from Him. Because remember, He is the one that who is sent to us, whether we be a Jew or a Gentile. There is no way to the Father except through Him. And this portion is especially speaking to our Jewish brothers. Here the days are coming, says Adonai, Yeshua, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand and brought them out of the land of Egypt. Because they, for their part, violated my covenant. Even I, Yeshua, for my part, was a husband to them, says Adonai Yeshua. For this covenant I, Yeshua, will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Adonai Yeshua. I, Yeshua, put my Torah within them, and I wrote it on their hearts. I, Yeshua, will be their God, and they will be my people. What hinders a Jewish person today of not receiving their salvation? One thing. That is this. Not recognizing that Yeshua is God manifest in the flesh to them. Does anyone agree with that statement? There's only one way to the Father. It is through Yeshua. No other way. No longer will any of them teach. Let me back up. I will put my Torah with them in them, and I will write it on their hearts. I, Yeshua, will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will any of them teach his fellow community member or his brother. Know Adonai Yeshua, for all will know me. Why does this congregation exist? For one thing. And that is what? That Jewish people will be able to receive their Yeshua, their salvation. Otherwise, we'd just be like any other congregation. And those of you who have been called to this congregation from a Gentile background have been grafted in. You are co-equal heirs with everyone here. There's no distinction between Jew or Greek, male or female, slave or free. Because we've all been slaves to sin. Can't we testify that? That's right. And who's been our deliverer? Yeshua. Let's continue. Know Adonai Yeshua, for all will know me, from the least of them to the greatest, because I, Yeshua, will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. I'm reminded that one day, Yeshua will turn what? He will introduce his bride to the Father. But you know what he's doing right now? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's waiting. Because as we study the scripture, what does it say? It says that the Father would say to the Son, now is the time to go and get your bride. We are all the bride of Messiah. And I look forward to that day. And it says that all authority and power that was given to Yeshua will be given back to whom? To the Father. He hasn't taken it away. He hasn't robbed it from him. But that the Father may be able to manifest himself in human form before all peoples, that's undeniable. He gave that authority and power to his Son. Because the scripture says that nothing that was ever created was not created without whom? Yeshua. From the very beginning. He wasn't born the very first time. His essence was not born just that day when Miriam brought forth that birth. He has been the eternal God. Co-equal with his Father. And you know what? To our Jewish brethren, they wrestle with that. We declare, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. But that word Echad means what? It's plural. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Ruach HaKodesh. And it's when our Jewish people's eyes are finally opened up, and they're able to see that, that Yeshua is the very essence and the presence of the Father. Does it not say in the scripture that he would send his Son to us? One of his names, Emmanuel. God shall dwell within us. We are mishkans, we are tabernacles, where the holy living God dwells. You know, there are times during the week when I get so frustrated with things that are going on that I forget about his presence being within me. When we go to our workplaces, those very places we walk, we go, we do our work that we're called upon to do. And we do this, but we have to remember, we are sent as emissaries to those who are lost and dying among us. Let us continue. For all will know me, Yeshua, from the least of them to the greatest, because I, Yeshua, will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. He is no longer remembering our sins. Praise be to his name. We have been all washed by the blood of whom? Yeshua, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of all the world. This is what Adonai Yeshua says, who gives the sun as light for the day, who ordained the laws for the moon and the stars, to provide light for the night, who stirs up the sea until its waves roar. Adonai Zavaot, Yeshua is his name. In these laws, if these laws leave my presence, says Adonai Yeshua, then the offspring of Israel will stop being a nation in my presence forever. This is what Adonai Yeshua says. If the sky above can be measured and the foundations of the earth be fathomed, I will reject all the offspring of Israel for all that they have done, says Adonai. Is the sun still in the sky? Is the moon still there? Is the stars still there? Has God rejected His chosen people, a sign of deliverance and salvation to the world, divinely called and ordained to call the nations to Him? Has He rejected them? God forbid. Look, the days are coming, says Adonai Yeshua, when the city will be rebuilt for Adonai Yeshua and the tower of Haniel to the corner gate. The measuring line will be stretched straight to the Garev Hill through the Goa, the whole valley of corpses and ashes, including all the fields as far as the Vadi Kidron, on the corner of the house gate, horse gate to the east, will be separated out for Adonai. It will never be uprooted and destroyed again. That's the eternal promise. Iran's threatening right now, are they not? All the Arab nations around about Israel are declaring, we shall destroy her. But the very essence that Israel as a nation even exists, just as our brother and sister, they desire to go there. They're being bound right now from going there. But Father, we pray right now in Yeshua's name that you'd speak to the heart of the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You'd speak not only to his heart, but Father, all those individuals that are on the judicial era of the Supreme Court of Israel concerning the matter of whether or not a Jew that believes that his Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah, is not a Jew. Father, I pray right now that the members of the Supreme Court of Israel, the blinders that have been on their eyes shall be removed. That Yeshua himself will enter into those Supreme Courts, O God, and reveal himself. Just as you have through the whole book of the Tanakh, you have revealed yourself in many ways, O God. And I pray right now, Father, that our brother and sister, what they've been banned on, that they would get the visas that they'd need, O God. And that you would cause members of the Supreme Court of Israel, their own family members, would come to know Yeshua. That it would be undeniable. Not something that they just vote on and say, I'm going to set it aside. I've done my work. But Father, I pray that you'd stir up in their own family, O God. Members of their own family who receive Yeshua, who have a divine visitation, just as Rebbetzin Alberta did one day when he walked into a room and he shared with her who he truly was. Not the blue-eyed, blonde-haired European that she saw a picture of him on her neighbor's wall, but he appeared as he was and is to come. Father, to your name be all praise and glory and honor. In Yeshua's name, amen. Who was this Adonai Zavaot that appeared? If you'd like to turn with me to Yehoshua, chapter 5, 13 through 15. Joshua, chapter 5. All of us have personally had a personal visitation with Yeshua. We have seen Him. We have recognized what He's done to us. Some of us has been through reading the Word. Some of it's been through testimony that we've received. For some of us, it's been through literature. And for some of us, He has truly appeared. Joshua chapter 5, verses 13. I thought it was really great that Doug shared today that he's going to Jamaica as Joshua and Caleb. Praise God. When he spoke to that, it just leapt in my heart. One day when Joshua was there in Jericho, he raised his eyes and he looked in front of him, stood a man with his drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went over to him and asked him, "Are you on our side or on the side of our enemies?" "No," he replied, "but I am the commander of Adonai's army. I have come just now." And Joshua fell down on his face to the ground and he worshiped him. He worshiped him. Now, if that was an angel of the Lord, Mikhail, Gamaliel, Gabriel, they would have tapped him on the shoulder and said, "No, you don't worship me. You worship El Elyon." Then he asked, "What does my Lord have to say to his servant?" He was acknowledging him as Adonai, the general of the hosts of God's armies. The commander of Adonai's armies answered Joshua, "Take off your sandals off your feet, because this place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. He recognized who this was. Because remember, who did he follow? Who was his mentor? Moshe. He knew the very presence of Adonai. Because he was very close to a man, a high priest, that was called to give us the Torah. It is a great day when we recognize who Yeshua is. It's something we can come here. We can enter in His presence here. But what about home? What about our workplace? His little presence is there. But many times we don't give Him the time. Adonai Yeshua, I gave my 2 hours this Shabbat. I'll see you next week. I got to confess to you, I've done that before. The Vikings are playing. I'm tapping myself on my shoulder. People that here won't know what's happening. And Yeshua says, "Frank, come be with me." "But Lord, the Vikings are playing." Or maybe it's say yes to the dress for some of you ladies. I don't know. You know, whatever it is. Do we allow His presence to be in our daily lives? Just as some of you are gifted to dance. I'm not a very good dancer. Do you ever spend time at home when you don't even put music on? You sing unto the Lord a brand new song. And you enjoy His presence. I'll tell you one thing. There's going to be no preaching in heaven. And if you're tired of how long our worship services are here now, think of all the Holy Ghost choirs. And I've watched some of them on TV. And the worship, I mean, it just blows you away. And just think, from every tribe and every culture, we're going to see the Lord coming and saying, okay, now it's your turn. And you know what? There's going to be some aspects of worship that you and I, I'm from California, but people from Minnesota are going to be very, very uncomfortable. What did it say here? What did Joshua, Yehoshua do? He prostrated himself. What did he do? He did this. I'm going to try not to wreck this microphone. Okay? This is what he did. I'm laying face down in the ground. And he laid prostrate and he worshiped the Lord. Because he couldn't stand in the glory of his presence. You know what? And if we're embarrassed to do that, who are we worshiping? I have a mirror right in front of me. Those who are here know I don't have a mirror in front of me. But I pretend I have a mirror in front of me. If I'm not willing to prostrate myself before the Lord, I come here and I put on a show. You know what's beautiful? Our sister Marcia came up here and she was broken. She wasn't worried about appearances. You know, a lot of times we put on appearances. You come up and you say, how are things going? Great, great, great. We put on smiles. That's not the body of Messiah. When we can come to a place and we can break our heart, let our heart be known, the burdens that are on our hearts and minds and souls, this is family. I believe this, that we're going to, I believe what that brother said about a tsunami revival's coming. But with that comes persecution. And I believe that God's going to drive all of us believers together. Because you know what? There's going to be so much persecution. Praise God. Because you know what? All the junk that I value, all the stuff that I'm spending time with, and I'm not asking us to walk in legalism. But as the Ruach HaKodesh says, you know what? That's okay. But this is what I have for you. And you know what? We have a free will to decide and choose what we're on, how we're going to walk therein. And as that persecution comes, praise God. Those things that we idolize and those things that we hold precious that mean nothing, that's all going to burn. Those things, we're going to truly be able to see them as Yeshua sees them. Not important. But you know what is important? Look around to the people next to you. These people are important. This is your family. And that's what we need. We need those walls of separations broken down. And we need the love of God being printed, being sent out in our lives. We have a congregational directory. There are times when the Ruach says to me, just open it up and just start praying. It's amazing. I'm not very good at memorizing names. And you know, that's kind of going to help me. I wish there were pictures of people by their names there. But the Lord wants us interceding and praying for one another. To continue to walk in love one for another. To enjoy His presence forever. I came before you here in weakness, and that's a good thing. That Yeshua may be magnified, that He may be glorified in all these things. Israel, with veiled faces, waits for a prophet who can take us only as far as the river, like a man Moshe, who can give us life of the Torah, but not the power to live it. A prophet like Moshe, yet greater than he, has written his Yeshua, his word on our souls. Sons and daughters of Yisrael, behold, the Messiah Yeshua can alone lead us through the water and bring us home. Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Elohe Yaakov, Anima Ani Maiki, Yeshua HaMashiach, Ben Ha Elhion Hu, God of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. I believe that Yeshua, the Messiah, is God. And I give you everlasting glory and praise, my Malachim, my King, for you have removed the blindness and given light to my eyes. Thank you, Adonai, for softening my heart, that I may see and know you, my Redeemer. By your strong hand, O God, you displayed your awesome might and power, reviving me from the dead as a sign to all the peoples. My sword and my shield, call home your sons and your daughters, that we may proclaim the fullness of your truth. My Savior and Master, Messiah Yeshua, truly there is none like you, Yeshua. Father, I just acknowledge you this day. Father, I pray right now that Yeshua would be made known to us in a greater way. And I thank you, Lord, that right now you're saying stop. This is the place to end.